91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. Good afternoon, it's Bonnie Berman with Joseph Cooper, and today we visit with chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. As per tradition, she'll bring in some of the handiest and even the weirdest kitchen gadgets and time savers. Some are catchy holiday gift ideas. Linda says the food world's big trend this year is the revival of the art of baking. How about a smart butter dish? You heard it right. The dish senses the ideal temperature when butter should be added to the mix. Of course, there's lots more. So stay with us. Topical Currents coming up after NPR and regional news.
And we return. It is today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. Now, we're going to get it together, right?
We're getting it together.
Okay. Well, this hour, we'll have a bit of fun with, of all things, kitchen gadgets. Sometimes they're a nice, inexpensive holiday gift for that person who has everything. Sometimes, I guess, they're a little bit silly, wouldn't you say, Bonnie?
Well, I don't like Linda's face, so I'm going to say no, they're not silly.
Joining us now is chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. She collects these things and has brought some of the new ones, including a smart butter dish. But we'll find out more about that.
Okay, Joe, thank you. Well, you know, kitchen gadgets are fun, and even my friends who don't cook love to get them, as witnessed by several people walk by the studio with all these gadgets here. Everyone's coming in to say, oh, what's this? So we're going to try out a few and see how they are, and we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any kitchen taking calls or
yes
not?
we are.
Okay, so it's 800-743-9576. Maybe you've got a dud you'd like to talk about or something you want to tell us about. Anyway, give us a call. Also with us is our favorite wine guy, and that's Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype, and you can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes columns. You can also read his wine column that's now in the Saturday Herald. Fred, wine gadgets?
Yeah, you talk about food gadgets, I talk about wine gadgets. It all works.
Okay. All right. So first I want to start with a gadget that it's going to be part of our draw. Right?
Correct.
Yes, and it's really great, and I even made food for you to taste from it.
And it was very good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. This is a pressure cooker. Nobody can believe me that it cooks in the microwave. That's how it works. We've got a great big red one here. And by the way, all of the gadgets we mentioned on the program are on my website with a photograph, the name of it, and the price.
Let me see this thing here.
Yeah, there it is. And I made risotto this morning,
it's
and I just
heavy,
put
yeah.
everything in it. And the best thing, it goes in the dishwasher.
Now, how long does it take to cook that risotto?
This risotto took about 8 minutes, and you don't have to stir or anything like that.
So what about conventionally?
Well,
it would have been like 15 minutes or something?
Oh, it could be 20 minutes at least to cook up the rice and make sure it's okay. But you have to stand and stir it all the time. But here's the deal with all these gadgets. You can use the recipes that come with it. That's great. If you have your own recipes, like my risotto, I had to test it because it's my own recipe. So you maybe have to make it a couple of times to make sure your microwave oven, everyone has a different oven.
Did you use 100% on your microwave?
Absolutely, 100%. Okay. Just stuck it in there, let it go.
Okay, so let me explain. We're giving two of those away during this hour. Now, this is just between 1 and 2, okay?
And just for Topical Currents listeners.
Just for Topical Currents listeners. So you get entered into the $1,000 Apple Card gift card drawing that we're giving away at 7 tonight. But just between 1 and 2, we're giving away two of these pressure cookers when you make your contribution, and we're looking to raise $5,000 by 2 o'clock. And again, the number is 866-247-9576, or you can pledge online, get entered into the drawing for the pressure cooker for the microwave at WLRNradio.org.
Okay. So let's start with some more gifts here. I want you to test all of these. I'm going to start with gadgets that are under $20. And these are just fun little gadgets
that are... Put this aside. You're
eyeing that. I know it's going to disappear before the show is over.
I could put a little brisket in that thing.
You sure could. Okay, let's start with this spiral cutter. This is by Microplane. Now, we're giving away a Microplane zester, which you can also grate cheese with. It's a wonderful gadget.
Oh, you can grate cheese with that as
well? Absolutely. I grate everything with it. And I've had it's their classic one. And that's what with the $60 pledge.
$60 right? pledge or $5 a month on our sustainer plan.
And you get this wonderful zester with
that. That is a great gift. And it's only during Topical Currents that we're offering this zester. And we're only offering 15 of them. So if you want to pick up the zester for $60 or $5 a month, you got to call us
and
now.
And of course, this is dishwasher okay too.
Yes. I usually don't put knives in the dishwasher. I mean, it's got really sharp because they dull it a little bit. But you can put it in the dishwasher. But here I am holding this. It's kind of like binoculars, right? It's two circles.
Yeah.
And one small and one large. Mm-hmm. And what you can do with this, Bonnie's kind of looking at
well,
it.
Well, because for binoculars for a cockeyed person.
Well, I'm trying to explain what it looks like. Okay. Go to my website. You'll see a picture at dinnerinminutes.com.
I see there's some little cutters inside
both of
those circles.
Yes, well, you put a carrot or zucchini or cucumber, anything inside, and you twist it.
Oh.
Kind of like the old manual pencil sharpener, you know, that you would just twist,
uh-huh.
and spirals come out. So it's really pretty for a salad or to decorate a plate.
Huh.
So you can make spiral cuts with
it. Does anyone have dibs on that?
I'm going to hold on to all of this. So anyway, that's $14.99. It's by Microplane.
Okay.
All right, let's go on to this next gadget here. I'm holding it up. Nobody can see it, but I'm holding it up in the studio. It's Cool Grip. And have you ever tried to take things out of your microwave and practically burned your fingers?
Yes.
I do all the time.
Yes.
So this sits in the microwave, and it's a big circle, kind of a donut shape. It's a circle, and it's got a hole in the center, and it's got two handles. So you just put your plate or your dish in it, goes in the microwave, and then you lift it out with the handles. And it makes it so easy.
And if it boils over or something.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't expect it to be that hot, and then it's in your hand, and yow.
Exactly. It goes on the floor. So, but sometimes you have spillovers. None of us would have anything like that. You make porridge, and over it goes. This has a channel in it, so it catches it all. And so you keep your microwave clean, and you can put this in the dishwasher. And this is $14.99. So that's a nice little gift for people.
Yeah.
All right, my next one. This is a crinkle cutter. They're both looking at me like, what is this?
Potato crinkle cutter?
Yeah, you can potatoes, vegetables, cheese, anything you want to make a crinkle cutter with.
Oh.
And it's called a mezzanine shape, which is really like a half moon. And you can kind of, I'm rocking it here. I'm rocking it back and forth. But what I like to do is I put a carrot on the cutting board, and I just go like that. I just go straight down on it, and it makes a nice, clean, crinkle cut.
So that kind of replaces what a mandolin does, right?
Well, mandolin won't give you the crinkly shape, the ridges.
Okay.
Right? And if you're going to make fried potatoes or something like that, it's really
good. Are you going to have all these on our website as well as your website?
It can be.
Okay.
Paul will put them up for me.
Okay.
Paul Leary's our web guru.
Yes, he is.
Okay. And this is $14. So it's a fun gift to give somebody. That you would give it to them, and they may not know what in the world to do with it. But it's a fun gift.
Could make some wicked brass knucks.
What?
Huh?
Never mind.
Okay. You lost us both on that one.
Good. I'm glad you did.
Let me give the number to support WLRN. Cut this pledge
We're having
drive.
Fun, but it's important that you do pledge now.
Yeah. We're trying to cut this fund drive from 5 days to two. We started yesterday. We want it over tonight at 7 o'clock, and we can do that when you pledge your support to 866-247-9576. That's 866-247-9576. Remember, your $60 will get you the premium classic Microplane Zest tester with handles.
No, that will give you... Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yes, and right. We only have 15 of those. It's for your $60 pledge or $5 a month, and it's a great thing. It really, and it, as Linda said, it even grates cheese. And you can also pick that up online at WLRNradio.org. And, of course, you're getting into the drawing for the $1,000 Apple gift card when you make your contribution, as well as the drawing before 2 o'clock for one of these microwave silverstone pressure cookers.
You know, this pressure cooker is amazing because I don't know if you ever used a pressure cooker cleaning it. You have to clean the rubber insulator,
and oil it.
And oil it. What's it called? The
seal.
Yeah, the seal.
Uh-huh.
And then, you have to it's you have to make sure you don't get certain parts of it wet. This whole thing goes in the dishwasher.
Oh.
The whole thing, you just put it in the dishwasher and you're finished with it.
That is great.
So that'd be nice to pledge and have a chance for the drawing for that.
Linda, I'm curious about that. If you have both the power of microwave and the power of pressure cooking, if you say you had a brisket that would take an hour to roast in a regular oven, how quickly could you do it with these gadgets?
Well, I have to say that you need to look at the recipe thing. I haven't tested it on a brisket, but it would cut the time way down. But Fred, I've got another gadget for your brisket coming up soon.
Oh,
another
good.
Pressure cooker, a pressure gadget that will really be interesting. But shall we continue?
Well, we should take a short break on Topical Currents.
All
but
right.
I just want to give the number out one more time to support Topical Currents, Food and Dining, Linda Gassenheimer, WLRN, and cut our fun drive. We want to end it at 7 this evening. 866-247-9576. Make your contribution there. Get entered into all the drawings. Remember, the microwave pressure cooker is only during Topical Currents, as is the microplane zester for a $60 pledge. 866-247-9576. WLRNradio.org. And welcome back to today's Topical Currents Food and Dining Edition. Joseph Cooper, Linda Gassenheimer, and Bonnie Berman reminding you that it's our end of year pledge drive, and we are trying to cut this pledge drive down to 2 days. It's a new tradition we're trying to start. It was 5 days last year. And how about making it 2 days this year so we can end it at 7
Sounds
this evening?
Sounds good to me. And you're also supporting the local and regional programming that you hear on the station each and every day on WLRN. And it's what makes us different from other stations around the country.
And how do they make their contribution?
By calling 1-866-247-9576.
Or pledge online, WLRNradio.org. Started out needing $5,000. We're down to $3,400. Thanks to Nicole and Gail and Steve and Mary in Fort Lauderdale and Judith and Hallandale. And we want to hear from you. So please continue to make your pledges.
Okay, so let's continue in our list of testing these gadgets that I think both Bonnie and Joe are coveting them. They're going to walk out the door with them. I have to watch them. Anyway, Joe, at the beginning of the program, you mentioned something about a butter tray.
Right.
Yes.
Butter
so what is it? A butter dish.
Right.
This is it's called a Temper Perfect butter dish. Now, if those of you people who like to bake, and you want to get your butter the right temperature so that it can cream. If you're like me, I keep my butter in the freezer, so it's never ready when I want it to be ready. So I put it in this dish. It's shaped just like a stick of butter. I put it in there, and when it's the right temperature, the butter dish turns orange.
Oh, my.
So you know that it's the right temperature. And it also has little grooves in it, so you can guides if you want to take out 1 tablespoon at a time.
How does it do that?
It just knows it. It's just so smart, this little butter dish.
It changes the color of the butter.
Of the dish.
Of the dish.
Of the dish. Of the dish. No, the butter stays the color it is.
I
anyway,
I'm not all here today. I'm
no,
sorry.
We don't want to change the color of the butter.
Right. So for your baking friends, it would be a fun thing, especially if you're baking with children. They're just going to love to see this turn color. And it's only $12.99. So that's the Temper Perfect butter dish. Butter is called a butter tray. Okay. Now, so those are all gifts that are like under $20. So let's go to the $20 to $40 range.
Okay.
And I have here, it's green, it's a circle, it's a, It's called a splatter guide, but you can get it in a splatter guard. You can get it in different colors, and it folds in half. Now, have you ever put something in a skillet and it splatters all over the stove?
Of course.
Routinely.
Yes. Thank you, Fred. These people who are afraid to admit it. Well, I admit it. It happens to me as well. Well, you put this over your pan, over the skillet, and because it folds in half, what you do is you can open up one half and add foods or stir something, and the other half stays there, so it keeps your stove clean.
Oh.
And, of course, the best part, dishwasher safe. It goes right in the dishwasher.
No, I would have admitted that I splatter if I cooked, Linda.
Yeah, I was worried about that, Bonnie.
So that replaces one of those mesh kind of metal things.
Yes, and as somebody said to me this morning, the mesh things can get rusted, and it's hard to
Clean them, isn't it?
Yeah, or put them in the dishwasher. It doesn't great. This is a silicone, so it goes right into the dishwasher. And this is about $20. That's why Kuhn Rikon.
Saves your fan filters, too.
Will that fit any size pan?
This is about a 10-inch one, but they do have bigger ones. Yes, you can get it whatever size you'd like, Fred. So, Fred, good. That's for you, okay?
Yeah, I really need it.
Okay. I know Fred cooks. All right. So, now I have something here that is really, I think, quite pretty. And it's a trivet. And it's stainless steel, and it has a sort of a woven pattern on it, on a very thin... Bonnie, again, you're sort of putting your nose up at
No, I'm
this.
Not putting my nose up. I was just wondering how it stays flat.
It goes on. Here you go.
No, but how does the hot dish or the hot pan stay flat?
They don't come up very high. It's just a pretty thing. I use it all the time as a trivet. It's just not straight flat. That's what you meant. And but this is a two-for-one gadget. So it can sit on your counter, can sit near your stove, but you press the button that is on the side, and out pops the scale. So it's a scale.
Oh.
And in today's health-conscious world, we all would like to be able to maybe weigh some things, weigh some food and that kind of thing. So you just put it on the counter, out pops the scale, and you put the food right on the trivet. But if you don't want to get the trivet dirty, it comes with a plastic cover that covers it, and you can use that, put the food right in the plastic cover, and guess what the plastic cover does? Goes in the dishwasher. So I have a scale that I have in a cupboard. I have to keep taking it out. This way, this just sits on my countertop, and it's
very attractive.
It's very pretty. It'd make a nice gift for someone. And that's, let me see the price. That's $40, $39.99. And as I mentioned earlier on the show, all of these are on my website, dinnerandminutes.com, with a photograph and the price, so you'll see what it is.
I just want to give an update.
Sure, go ahead.
Because it is our end of year pledge drive.
It's
and
important.
We are trying to end this fund drive tonight at 7 o'clock. We can do it with your contribution. I just want to give the number. It's 866-247-9576. 866-247-9576. Or pledge online, WLRNradio.org.
And we really do expect you to call if you're a regular listener to Topical Currents. We're also looking especially for those who've never given before. We want those first-time members to respond to this drive.
How about just $5 a month? Remember, this microplane zester, we're only giving it away during Topical Currents. We're only giving away 15 of them. So if you would like to get one of them, it's really cool. It's really high-tech. It's really functional. And
it's very sharp. It's by microplane, so it's really good. And I use it for everything. It's my go-to. You want to grate some cheese, Parmesan cheese. You want to grate some carrots. I even grate garlic or grate, you know, how ginger, it's difficult to
cut. The stringy stuff.
Grate ginger.
Oh, yeah.
I just wash the ginger. I don't even peel it. I just grate it right into whatever.
I've got one of those stainless boxy graters, and you have to really beware with your knuckles with that.
Yes.
And this.
This has the handle, and it's very easy to use. And it's because it's so thin, and it's made by microplane, so it's so sharp, you don't really risk hurting yourself.
It doesn't take up any space in your kitchen.
Okay, so that's just $5 a month. Joe was talking about new members. $5 a month or $60 pledge will get you this microplane zester. Only during Topical Currents, though. And we're also having two drawings, Joe. One of them is for a $1,000 Apple gift card.
Right.
That we're giving away at 7 tonight. So that continues throughout the day. But for this hour only, we have another drawing.
Yeah, that's the Silverstone Microwave Pressure Cooker. We talked about it earlier, if you've just tuned in. It's a pressure cooker that you can use as a normal pressure cooker with one big difference. It goes in the microwave.
Yes, it cooks right in the microwave. So you just put all the food in. And as I mentioned before, it's not here because you all gobbled it up. But I made a risotto.
And it was very good. I did taste it. It was excellent. It was, what was in that? Olive oil and...
I just had some onions. You know what? To make it quickly, I used frozen chopped onions. I just put the frozen onions in it. I put olive oil. I put my arborio rice, the short grain rice, and some saffron. And I can't remember what that, but that's basically what... Oh, I know. I had to put some chicken stock in.
And you got that creamy texture of risotto without stirring?
Yes. Without stirring, it went in the microwave for 8 minutes for the amount that I put in this microwave pressure cooker. So easy to do. And when I... Actually, to be honest with you, all right, truth in advertising here.
Yes.
I made it last night. And this morning, I took it out of the refrigerator and I microwaved it.
For how long?
Just for 2 minutes, just to warm it through. After it's warm, I put grated, using my zester, my microplane zester, I grated it, some Parmesan cheese on it. That's it. Oh, salt and pepper. That's all I did.
God, you could be really impress somebody with dinner one night if you have them over, and you can even make it the night before and then pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes.
My yes. God. Right. Yeah.
I feel like I'm on the Home Shopping Network here. Maybe that's why I'm doing so
but
poorly.
You need to make a pledge, don't they? They need
yes.
to make a pledge.
Let me show you the vacuum cleaner, Linda.
No, it's just $5 a month at Zester and or $60 pledge. We're now looking to raise $2,900.46 before 2 o'clock. That gives us roughly 32 minutes. It gives you 32 minutes to get the Zester if you're one of 15 people. I don't know how many we've given away yet, but
Carolina, so we have some more left.
We have some yes. more left. And get into that drawing, which is only during Topical Currents for the Silverstone Microwave Pressure Cooker.
Right. Okay. So let's continue on. We did, where are we now? Oh, now this is another gadget that was a surprise for me. The microwave pressure cooker was a surprise. I didn't think it was going to work, and it does.
Okay.
Okay. So now this gadget has been out for a little while. You've got a picture of it there, and it was too big for me to bring into the studio. And it's called the Tefal, T-F-A-L, Tefal Actifry. Hmm. It fries foods in 1 tablespoon of oil. And
how much? I mean,
1 tablespoon of oil.
No, but what if you're doing a lot of food or a little food?
Okay.
It's still 1 tablespoon of oil?
So I made French fried potatoes, 2 pounds of French fried potatoes. I cut the potatoes into shape of French fries. You could even use the crinkle cutter we have here as one of our gadgets. And I put it on to cook, and I had some naysayers. I mean, big time. Oh, you know, the usual, this is not going to taste, not going to be crisp, it's not going to be good. You don't have to do anything. You can put it on and walk away, come back. I took it out, put salt and pepper on it, and guess what? I had to make a second batch because they went immediately. Huh. So it really worked. I also made boneless, skinless chicken legs with the bone in it. Not boneless, sorry. The chicken legs with the bone, took the skin off, put some seasoning on it, and put it in with the 1 tablespoon of oil, and it comes out looking brown. It looked like it had a skin on it because it
like gets... Like fried chicken?
Fried. And it was terrific. It has paddles that move it around, so the oil gets around everything, has a heating element. Now, this Tefal Actifry is $179, $180. So that's a little bit pricier, mm-hmm. but it's fun. Are we taking a
break? We're taking a break, but I just want to thank Guy in Oakland Park and Rona in Coral Gables, Victoria in Miami, Gregory in Miami for contributing during this hour.
Hooray for them.
Yes, we still have $2,700 left to raise before 2 o'clock, maybe a little less than that. Caroline's updating us. But in the meantime, you know, we would really appreciate your support for Food and Dining, for Topical Currents, for regional programming.
Almost 16 years of Linda and Fred on our Food and Dining.
Oh, all of us together.
We're down to 1,200.
Getting older by the minute.
Speak for yourself, Fred.
Anyway, so we just have some special things during this hour, but we need to take a short break. I just want to give the number before we go. We appreciate your support. 866-247-9576. 866-247-9576. Or you can easily pledge online, pick up that Zester, and get entered into the drawings at WLRNradio.org. Welcome back to our end of year pledge drive. I mean, Topical Currents and Food and Dining. Yes, but it is our end of year pledge drive. So I want to just clarify a couple of things. It's Joseph Cooper, Linda Gassenheimer on Food and Dining, Fred Tasker, and Bonnie Berman. I just want to clarify that we are offering a microwave Zester. We're not giving it away. We're offering it for a $60 pledge. We have 15 of them that we are offering during this hour only. It's for a $60 pledge or for your contribution of $5 a month on our sustainer plan. We have a few of them left, so you still can get one, and it's very handy. And the number is 866-247-9576, or pledge online.
We also haven't mentioned the Circle of Friends, Bonnie.
At WLRNradio.org. Okay, why don't you?
Well, Circle of Friends, I think it's a $1,200 contribution, and you're sort of the primo members, and you get invitations to a lot of things, such as Ed Bell's Arts Beats, live studio concerts. You won't be seeing them anywhere else in the state of Florida, that's for sure, those live radio concerts. And also invitations to cocktail parties and that. If you're in sales or something, it's a great place to network. Circle of Friends membership, $1,200.
Or $100 a month on our sustainer plan. We love when you become sustainers because that's the way, I'm sure you know what it is, but just a little explanation. You set a certain amount on your credit card or your bank account, and then you forget it. If it's $100 a month, if it's $5 a month, and pick up that microplane Zester.
If you own a small business, you might want to take that out too.
We also want to say that we're trying to cut this fund drive from 5 days to 2 days, so we'd like to end it at 7 this evening. 7 this evening is also when we're giving away $1,000 Apple Store gift card. That's a drawing. We're also having another drawing during Topical Currents only. We're giving away 2 Silverstone microwave pressure cookers. That's a drawing. So make your contribution as generously as you can at 866-247-9576. 866-247-9576, or make it online at WLRNradio.org. And we have more things, Linda.
We sure do. Well, Fred, this is for you. You were asking about your brisket, and we've been talking about the raffle for the microwave pressure cooker.
Well, I'm a real brisket fan.
Okay. Well, Fred, this one is another pressure cooker, but it's a pressure oven. It's an actual oven that is a pressure cooker oven.
You mean a great big thing?
No. It's about the size of 2 big. It'll fit under your counter underneath the cabinet. It's about 2 big toaster ovens, let's say, that size.
Okay.
And it's by Wolfgang Puck Pressure Oven 2014 is what it's called. And it combines oven cooking with the speed of pressure cooking. And it gets heat and moisture into the food. Now, I tested this with a roasted chicken, and it came out really wonderful. But the thing that I really wanted to test it with was boneless, skinless chicken breasts, because they can be really dry. And so I put them
Why
in
would
the,
you want to take the skin off?
Well, that's another story. Anyway, back to
the same reason you use turkey sausage. It's no fun.
In any case, Joe, you could leave the skin on, but okay. Let me just tell you something. It only took 5 minutes in the pressure oven for a whole tray.
That's pretty cool.
And what happens is they're juicy. because moisture is going into them. And a lot of professional kitchens have these huge, huge ovens that do the same sort of thing because it doesn't give them any shrinkage. You don't get shrinkage in the food.
Now, can you cook everything in this? Pies, cakes, everything?
Yes, because it can act as a regular oven as well.
You know, that could be really handy. I have Christmas coming up, and I have an oven full, and I'm trying to figure out how to bake all the rest of the things.
Well, this
an oven full of what?
Well, roast beef, salmon, that kind of thing.
Oh.
No, his lobster pot pie. You forgot about that.
We've heard about that for years.
Yeah, lobster pot pie,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, is that for New Year's, Fred?
That is.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I'll come back to that. Don't worry.
Okay. So now roast pork, roast beef, it's done in half the time. And you can even put your casseroles in, your baked goods. Baked goods are faster than normal, but follow the recipe so it won't be soggy, but it all works.
You wouldn't pressure cook a cake, would you?
Well, it depends on the type of cake, and you'd have to look at, with all of these equipment here, what I would do is I would test one first, because I don't know what your recipe has in it, so you'd have to kind of work with it a little bit. But once you get the hang of it, it's terrific, and it's... Oh, it also says here that it's large enough for a 14-pound turkey or a 12-inch pizza.
Wow. Very 14 pounds.
Right. So it's Sur La Table sells it at the store Sur La Table, and it's $249.95. $250 for this Wolfgang pressure oven. Now, here's another one that became a favorite of mine. Joe, it's near you. It's the skillet. It's a okay. Yeah. It's a...
It's also by Silverstone. Yes. Makes the... Pressure cooker.
Right. And it's a non-stick, but look at it. It's white in the center. Excuse me.
It almost looks like a paella maker.
Well, it's a skillet with a handle.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a non-stick, but it doesn't... It's an environmentally friendly one. So it's white. It doesn't have all the black in it. So it's safe to use, and it's it has something else that is unusual with it, and that if you look inside... Joe, it has little squares.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like a little patchwork.
Yeah, all the way through it. They call it a cushion smart technology. And they're raised from the bottom, these squares, so it lifts the food from the cooking surface, and it makes these tiny little air pockets, so you can brown food without having a high heat. Because with nonstick cookingware, you're told not to have high heat.
Uh-huh.
So it's really nice. And, of course, my favorite, dishwasher safe.
You're going to need an awfully big dishwasher for putting all these things in there.
Well, you will for sure, Fred. But here's the best part about it. It's very well priced because a 12-piece set is $129. Usually that's what it costs for one pot.
Why is it so inexpensive?
Well, that's what it is. And if you want just a two-skillet set, it's $39.99. So why I liked it.
Okay. We want to now remind all of you that it's our end of year pledge drive that we're trying to end at 7 this evening to cut it down from 5 days to 2 days. And we do that with your support. We want to thank Deborah in Miami and Doug and Celia in Delray Beach. We want to thank a lot of people, actually. Victoria in Miami and Marilyn in Delray Beach, Alan and Dania, all the way from Palm Beach to the Keys. We're hearing from you, and we appreciate it. If you want to join all these good people and pick up whatever premium you would like, or none at all, just to support the regional programming. The number is 866-247-9576, 866-247-9576. You can pledge online at WLRNradio.org. Now we're down to $496. Is that right, Caroline?
Wow. Wow. We can do that. I know we can.
Oh, of course we can. I mean, we've been hearing from so many people. Oh, we only have 6 of the microplane zesters left. So, okay.
So if you're thinking about it, get in now.
Get in now. The microplane zester, you can zest anything. It's not just like for limes and lemons. It's for cheese. What else is it for, Linda?
Everything. You know, you can grate onions on it. You can grate, as I mentioned earlier, ginger gives such a wonderful flavor to food. And I don't even peel the ginger. I wash it and I grate it with them.
So you can grate everything but your knuckles.
Not your knuckles.
It's safe.
Oh,
no,
I can grate ginger without peeling it first?
Yes, if you wash it, just scrub it. Just scrub it and use it because the flavors.
Good to know. That'll save me about an hour this year.
All right, so we only have 6 of these zesters left, and they are $5 a month on our sustainer plan or a one-time pledge of $60. Just 6 of them left. So,
well, think of it, public radio for $5 a month.
I know.
Pretty good deal.
I mean, that's less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks that you probably get every day. So help us out, won't you?
We have it's all local. We are here in South Florida and giving you all kinds of information throughout the year about cooking food and wine, and we just love for you to support our local programming.
Yes, local and regional programming. I mean, we have topics, though, that are international and national as well here on Topical Currents. Food and Dining is a very popular segment, so if you want to show your support for that and help us end our fun drive by 7 this evening, this is a great opportunity to do it. Looking for $371 now. Easily doable, thanks to your support, thanks to Rick in Deerfield Beach and Ann in Boca Raton and Zachariah in Carl Springs. We're hearing from so many of you. But remember, only 5 of these zesters left.
They're going fast. They're going fast.
Going like microplane zesters, $60 or $5 a month.
Where's Ron Papil when we need him?
866.
You know, I wanted to mention that coming up next week is Hanukkah, and people are going to be making latkes. And wouldn't it be great to just
for grate, potatoes.
Grate your
and
onions. The onion with the zester.
And the horseradish.
Not with, well, I guess on the side with latkes.
Yeah. 866-247-9576. The number to make your contribution and support Topical Currents and WLRN and Food and Dining and Fred and Linda and Joe. 866-247-9576 or online WLRNradio.org.
And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking about my favorite kitchen gadget gifts. And all of the gadgets that we've been mentioning are going to be listed on my website with the photos and the prices at dinnerinminutes.com. So let's do a quick dinner in minutes right now. And this dinner in minutes will not break your calorie bank, okay? I promise you that. It's a balsamic pork scallopini with zucchini and with sweet potatoes and sugar snap peas. And you just take a pork tenderloin, cut it into slices, and pound them flat. That makes the scallopini. And you just saute it a few minutes, and about 2 or 3 minutes aside in a skillet. And the skillet we just have
saute
here.
Saute in olive oil? Or?
A little bit. Just okay. A little bit, yep. And then take it out and put balsamic vinegar into the skillet and some pine nuts, and that's it. And the sauce is, that's the sauce. That's
do you
all
reduce
you do.
The vinegar?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the skillet will always be very hot, so it'll reduce quickly. Mm. And then for the sweet potatoes and the sugar snap peas, I peel the sweet potatoes and I cut them about the same size as the sugar snap peas. And guess what? In the microwave it goes with a little bit of olive oil. And that's such an easy, quick dinner, very colorful, very tasty. The complete recipe and a photo, it's at dinnerinminutes.com. And this recipe is from my book, Fast and Flavorful, Great Diabetes Meals from Market to Table, but it's for everyone, real quick and easy. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we doing here?
Well, wine gadgets.
Okay.
I punched in those words into my favorite search engine, and 0.37 seconds later, I got 69,000 400 hits. So they're out there.
We only need a few, Fred.
Yeah, even though actually you probably don't need most of these, but they're great
fun
to have.
We need to be here about this in our lifetime, okay?
Still, they make nice holiday gifts for your wine-loving friends, especially if you feel incorrect, as Miss Manners would say, about buying them the wine itself because you don't know their tastes. Now, some of the most elegant gadgets in wine catalogs are fashioned out of reclaimed wine or whiskey barrels, which is kind of interesting. In the Wine Enthusiast catalog alone, you can buy a real 50-gallon reclaimed wine barrel with the gift giver's or the gift receiver's name embossed on it. That's $449, but if you buy a new wine barrel For something like Bordeaux, it would be $1,100. So that's a pretty good deal. For $230.
But Fred, what would you do with a wine barrel?
Well, you would put it in your wine cellar and get a couple stools around it and use it as a table.
Okay, that sounds good.
It looks very cool.
All right.
Okay, for $230, you can buy a dartboard made from a barrel head. For $995, this is for the kind of people who use wine barrels in all their decorating.
Yes, okay.
You can buy a coffee table made by cutting a wine barrel in half and then putting a tabletop on it. And for $195, here's the real deal, you can buy a doggy bed made from a wine barrel that's been cut down to about a foot tall and then put a cushion in it. And if you have a dog who can read, you can have his name on it. Now, a wine.com, another site for this sort of things, for $10 you can buy. Now, Linda, you know about this, I think. You can buy kind of a little funnel that you stick in the open mouth of a wine bottle that has a little net in it that aerates the wine as you pour it. Now, I'm not sure I can tell any difference when you do this, but Linda, didn't you try this and say you could?
Well, I thought it was just slightly softer, but of course it depends on the quality of the wine.
Well, yeah. Also at wine.com, you can buy wine decanters. They go from $43 to $450. Now, if you think you need to aerate your wine, here's a good way to do it. You just pour it into a decanter and then pour it back in the bottle if you want, or pour it back and forth a couple of times so you got plenty of oxygen in it. And this is also handy if you have an old bottle of something like port, because they will, over the years of aging, they will develop a sediment in the bottom sometimes. So you simply pour the wine from the bottle into the decanter and watch it very carefully and just stop pouring when you see the sediment starting to
flow. So it doesn't hurt the wine if you're kind of making bubbles going back and forth and back and forth.
You know, some people even put it in a bottle and shake it, although I don't think I would do that.
Hmm. Oh, my God. That's all I can say.
Now, another great gift is corkscrews. This is nice because even if you have a dozen of them, you can always use another in case they break or get lost or something. And the range is stunning. You can actually go online and buy a T-shaped corkscrew that's simply a wooden handle with a simple steel screw for 89 cents. Or you can go all out for the Atelier du Vin professional wall-mounted corkscrew on Amazon.com for the odd price of $400.11. It actually looks kind of like a medieval torture device, but I guess it gets those corks out of there pretty slick. Although, personally, I'd rather buy a $9 regular bottle opener and spend the rest of my money on the wine.
Sounds good.
Fred, I have a question for you regarding corkscrews. Do you prefer the manual one or the electric ones?
The manual one is the one that will last the longest, and you know exactly what you've got, and you're not playing around with something with 1,000 moving parts that's going to break on you. So I just use that.
Okay.
Well, I have just one more. We have time for just one more gadget.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this one is for people who like to bake again. And let me just say that, especially if you're cooking with children will love this, but the adult children will love it too. It's a Cake Boss airbrush. And this is a machine, it's electric. And it's, I'm just looking for the price of it, but it's, you spray paint, well, with food coloring, decorations on cakes or cupcakes or anything like that.
So you could do graffiti.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, you could do graffiti on your cakes, yes. But caveat, because I tested this. And until you're proficient at it, I would put newspaper around anything that's anywhere near it. Because you may be spray painting your walls or whatever. But that's by Cake Boss. It's a fun thing to do. And it's for your friends who love to bake. It's $119.99, so it's $120. So it's a fun thing. So, Bonnie, how are we doing with our zesters?
Well, I think Caroline's computer is not. We had four left, but we may not have any left because I see lots of pledges coming in. So, I think, yeah. But we have made our goal, but that's no reason to stop contributing.
Indeed.
Because
Well, good for us.
Yes, isn't that great?
And thank you, everyone, who's supporting our programs that we work so hard on all year
thank
long.
Thank you, Lois in White House Point and Janice in Delray Beach. We'd love to thank all of you. We don't want you to stop contributing because the idea is we're trying to start a new tradition. This season is all about traditions, and our tradition is to cut this end-of-year fund drive from 5 days to two. So if we can end it at seven tonight, that would be wonderful, and it would start a whole new tradition. And we can do that when you call us at 866-247-9576 and make your contribution as generously as you can, 866-247-9576.
Go ahead.
Or pledge online at WLRNradio.org.
You can still be... I'm sorry. Go ahead, Linda.
I was going to say you can still be entered into the drawing...
For the pressure cooker.
For the pressure cooker. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
For the microwave pressure cooker that's sitting here, and I'm watching Joe because he's about to take it.
And we're giving away two of them.
Two of them.
Yes. And that means before 2 o'clock, but we're only going to be asking you for your contributions for another couple of minutes. So,
yeah, so you have about 5 minutes to do this.
Yeah. Now, of course, all our drawings... We're giving away an $1,000 Apple gift card at 7 this evening. As we always tell you, no contribution necessary to get in our drawings, but that's the idea, is to support public radio, to support Topical Currents. Okay, turns out Caroline just tells me we have 3 microplane zesters left. They're just $5 a month on our sustainer plan, or $60. It's a microplane zester with handles, so it's really easy to zest. Or not anything. Anything.
Yes, if you want to put oranges, limes, lemons, cheese, Parmesan cheese. I use it all the time to grate Parmesan
onions,
cheese.
As you say, for the latkes.
Onions and ginger. Fred, this is for you. You can have ginger. You can zest the ginger.
Without peeling it.
Well, you have to wash it, though. You have to wash it.
That's reasonable.
Okay, thank you.
If we have 3 zesters left, if you gave a $120 pledge, you still would get the zester.
Absolutely. It's a minimum pledge of $60.
So that's only $10 a month for public radio.
Correct.
Makes sense.
Correct.
And to support, we've been together, Joe and I and Fred, and then we let Bonnie in later on.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, she's a real newcomer. Yeah. She's only been here since 1990.
So 60.
1989, actually.
In January, we start 16 years.
Yes.
Together, and I just love when I go out and people say, oh, I listen to you on the radio. I love the food. I love to learn about the wine and food. We love to hear from you and support us with your pledge. That would be really, really nice.
What's the number?
Yeah, people call us the Bickersons.
Yeah.
No, Fred.
Boy, somebody's showing his age.
The number is 866-247-9576, and we'd still really like to hear from as many of you as possible. If we could get another $5,000 by 2 o'clock, hey, that would be great, because it just gets us further on our way to making our goal in ending this pledge drive successfully by 7 this evening, so we don't have to come back tomorrow. And that would make you happy, and it would make us very happy.
That's right.
Some of our listeners listen a long time during each week. And some of our listeners we know are capable of making a larger pledge. Please consider that and do it and be one of our angels.
That's right. I was just going to say, to be one of our angels, it was $1,200.
Circle of Friends membership.
Circle of Friends, yeah. Yes. And if you'd like, you can come and be in the studio with us and see that we actually eat and cook and have a wonderful time. And we'd love to have you come and see us. So make that
$1,200.
Pledge.
Yes. Or $100 a month on our sustainer plan, where you set a certain amount, whether it's $5 a month or $100 a month, if that's within your means, and it's taken out every month. And it's a great way to support the station.
Okay. So I wanted to say that it's been a really interesting week. All the gadgets we've talked about, mentioned, are on my website, photos, prices, dinnerandminutes.com. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
And Joseph and Bonnie, you ate well today.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay, next week will be our popular one-hour restaurant review program. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
And thanks to those who made that public radio pledge. Topical Currents is produced by Richard Ive, technical direction from engineer Lorenzo Ponce de Leon. Again, that pledge line, 866-743-9576.
No.
And online...
866-247-9576. 866-247-9576. Still would love to hear from you. Online, it's WLRNradio.org. We also want to thank our online producer, Paul Leary.
Right. He's been eating too much risotto.
For more information, links, and other goodies at the Topical Currents Facebook page. This is Joseph Cooper. Bonnie, once again, those numbers, make sure we have them right.
Yes, 866-247-9576 or WLRNradio.org. Thanks to all of you who made your contributions. Stay tuned for Here and Now, up next from NPR News.